Weyburn. The Weyburn Group Home Society held a grand opening celebration and tours of the new home for participants Tristan, Katlan and Josh on September 8. The new group home is located on Dillette Drive in the Creeks, a neighborhood in the northeast end of Weyburn. "It is a very special day for our group home society and our participants," said Colin Folk, executive director of the Weyburn Group Home Society. "This new home was a joint project by the Ministry of Social Services, Saskatchewan Housing Corporation and the Weyburn Group Home Society. This home is fully accessible for wheelchairs, and will provide services for three participants in Weyburn. This project came in fruition in 2019, and it took a lot of work and officially opened in March of 2021," added Folk. DSI Contracting of Weyburn was the main contractor during the construction of the new group home. Folk said that their company was very dedicated, and addressed any concern that I had, and fixed things when they were asked. Folk also took time to recognize all the staff of the Weyburn Group Home Society. "Our staff is very excellent at providing services to persons with disabilities. At this point, we have roughly 115 employees who assist 70 clients in the city." Education Minister Dustin Duncan, MLA for Weyburn Big Muddy, brought greetings on behalf of Social Services Minister Jean Makowski. "As a government, we are committed to improving the lives of people with disabilities. This brand new group home is another step in our government's support of true community living. Because of our community partners, like the Weyburn Group Home Society, we are closer to becoming more inclusive and accessible where everyone has the supports that they need," said Duncan. "Finally, we would like to congratulate the residents on their home. To Tristan, Katlan and Josh, welcome home." Mayor Marcel Roy brought greetings on behalf of Weyburn City Council. "This new group home will be a wonderful asset to the city. A lot of hard work and commitment went towards creating this into a new home, and a place that will meet the needs of the residents. The community looks forward to watching as you grow your independence in your new home." Stephen Shuck, board chair for the Weyburn Group Home Society, was the final presenter during the grand opening. "We are very excited about our new group home. Our mission is to provide quality support services to meet the needs of adults, ages 18 and older, who have developmental disabilities, long-term mental illness or acquired brain injuries. This Weyburn Group Home Society will support individuals to live as independently as possible, and we strive to do this in the less restrictive and the most respectful way possible," added Shuck. "The opening of our Dillette Drive home has allowed us to provide supports to three more participants in our program, bringing the total number of supported participants in our agency to 70. This beautiful home is wheelchair accessible and can provide personal care supports for participants with mobility needs," said Shuck. "We are so pleased to be part of the beautiful Creeks community and look forward to being great neighbors for years to come."